Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hey, fam. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh. So happy to be back here with my recovering family. Thank you for hanging out with me today and listening to the pod. Let me start out by saying, wow, what a crazy time right now. And ladies, what the heck are we supposed to do with this hair situation? No salons. A lot of my girls are freaking out about their nails, and I guess I'm lucky there because I do my own nails. I've always done my own nails since I was in junior high school, so I don't have to worry about that one. But this hair situation is starting to feel a little overwhelming. And just FYI, I heard a celebrity stylist say, if you are going to do maintenance on your own hair, use something that is not permanent, like a root touch-up situation that will wash out in a day or two. But he said, nothing permanent, girls, nothing permanent. It's been an interesting time in the world, and I've been thinking about what I want to record for you. And I know I want to put out content that will be really helpful for you during this super challenging and unique time. And I don't have all the answers for sure, but I am committed to helping you feel comfortable and safe with all the crazy going on around you. So I've spent the last week brainstorming some ideas and burning the midnight oil, as they say, coming up with a new series of podcasts for the next several weeks and a super cool membership site. This is my first official announcement. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how to offer more support for you guys and to provide some sense of security, because really we're all in this together. And I want you to have a strong sense of that together. So totally on the fly, I created a membership site for all of you to join me on this journey of recovery and self-esteem building and life building and all that good stuff. I'm crazy excited about this. I've wanted to do a membership community for a long time, and of course, I was hoping to have a little more time to plan it out and build it, but here we are, right? This is what we call life on life's terms. My plan was to build it slowly and release it later this year, and the universe had totally different ideas, my friend. So here we are, and we're launching a membership site, and here's how it's going to work. For the month of April, the membership site is going to be totally free for all the members of the Addiction Unlimited Facebook group. You heard me right, my friends. Free for all the members of the Facebook group. So my suggestion to you would be, if you haven't joined our community on Facebook yet, get your procrastinating little buns over there and make that magic happen. All the announcements for the membership site will happen in the group. And don't worry, the group is totally private. No one can see you in there except the other people in there. It won't pop up on your feed or anywhere else. I'll be putting out videos to talk more about it and tell you how to sign up for it. And the month of April is 100% free. I am so freaking excited about this. And you know what? I mean, listen, May might be free too. I don't know. We'll see what's happening. Let's see how it goes. And you guys, I've been sending out video messages randomly to people on the email list, like just picking names randomly for people to check in with. And I'm making personalized videos and emailing them. And I've been a little shocked by how many of you don't even open your emails. I mean, I know it's a huge problem for emails going into spam. So if you are on the list and you want to make sure you're receiving your emails, check your spam folder. Make sure you've got that Addiction Unlimited list cleared so that you can get those emails. I make a lot of cool announcements in there too. And coming up over the next several months, like I'm going to be doing some really cool stuff, like some giveaways. I'm going to be giving away randomly some Recovery Toolbox Starter Kit, which is my online course. Like I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff. But if you're not in those emails, if you're not reading what's going on, then you're not keeping up and you don't know what we're up to. And that sucks. Really, it's lame. Like you want to be a part of stuff and get better. And let me tell you the struggle for me on my end. When people reach out to me and they talk about how much they're struggling and they can't figure out why they can't stay sober, and I'll look to see what resources they've taken advantage of, and it's zero. Literally zero. If you want to stay sober, you want to be sober, then take advantage of all the free shit you have at your fingertips. Like, it seems pretty simple to me. And for those of you that have signed up for things and haven't opened it, and you guys, I'm guilty of the same thing, right? Like, sometimes I'll sign up for something and it will take me a really long time to get to it because life happens, life gets in the way, kids and work, and now the coronavirus, and I mean, things are crazy. At the same time, I think many of us have more downtime than ever. Not me so much. I'm kind of crazy right now, but this is a great time when we're all kind of on lockdown, like be getting into that stuff. If you signed up for the Mindset Makeover and never opened a single email or watched a single video, like get your shit together. This is a great time to do that. If you want to be sober and you want to feel better, then put some energy into it and know that it requires some of your energy. Don't be a person sitting back, like waiting for everyone else to do the work for you. Get your act together, suit up, and show up for yourself. I want to give you guys too a major shout out and a huge thank you because we are growing like crazy. And I know that's because you guys are listening to the podcast and you're sharing episodes with other people, with your other sober friends. And you know, I am obsessed with being of service and figuring out like what I can do for other people and how can I make someone else smile and how can I help. And that's exactly what you're doing when you share episodes, when you invite your friends to join our Facebook group, because I know you're doing it, you're sharing with the thought that you can help someone else get farther along in their sobriety. And I love that. That's what our recovery community is all about. Being there for each other, creating that sense of togetherness, sharing our resources, sharing our thoughts, sharing our experiences. That's what it's all about. That's how we keep each other sober. That's how you guys help me stay sober every day in that Facebook group. I live for that group. It is so fun in there, and I love you guys for that. The other huge thanks I want to mention is to all of you that have been joining us in the free online meetings. Since the coronavirus situation has caused many of us all over the world really to be on lockdown, and meetings have been shut down too, I decided to step up and offer some online meetings. And what that has turned into is meetings every day, usually two a day. I'm trying to do one early in the day and one in the evening to accommodate our other time zones. All of our friends in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, I love you guys. We have a ton of listeners there and I really want to be supportive of you guys too. And I know our time zones are way off. So I'm trying to do two a day to accommodate as many people as I can. And I have some help with that who I so appreciate. And I post all the meeting times in the Facebook group also. So again, I'm going to tell you, get your little buns over there and join the group if you haven't already. It's facebook.com/groups/addictionunlimited. And I would love to meet you and learn more about you in a meeting too. Now let's dive into our episode. We are going to get into something good today. This is a struggle in life, in many ways, in many different areas of our lives. And you know how I like to take sobriety and recovery and make it normal, right? Relate it to normal life things because we like to blow things out of proportion and make it seem crazy when really every single thing that you have to do to be a sober person, to live a sober life, are all the same things you have to do in every other area of your life. So let's talk about your identity. Your identity as a drunk or a drug addict or overeater, and your new identity as a person in recovery. In the entrepreneur world, you hear the term imposter syndrome. This is something a lot of people struggle with as they're trying to rise, push past their comfort zone, be an expert in something. People will feel this sense of, like, who am I? Who am I to teach other people? Who am I to call myself an expert? Maybe I'm not smart enough. I need more education before I can do that. And all those other thoughts where the committee in your head is telling you you aren't good enough, or telling you you aren't ready, telling you to wait, you can't afford to do that right now. Maybe next year you can do that thing. You want to take bold action, but the committee is telling you that you're an imposter. You're faking it. It's all a facade. It's not real. It's not who you really are. And if anyone finds out the truth, they'll know you're a fraud. And I believe this is a part of the struggle when we're getting sober, because you created an identity as a liar, a drunk, a person who hides booze around the house, a person who doesn't show up to important events, a person who cheats on their partner, a person who has poor attendance or performance at work, a person who has hurt family, wasted their time, gotten arrested, yada, yada, yada. The list goes on, right? After years of living like this, that identity is firmly in place in your mind and in the minds of those around you. They know you to be a certain way and to handle things a certain way and behave in a certain way. I can be a real jerk when I feel it's necessary. And when I was drinking, I didn't have any control over my emotions, right? I felt like crap all the time. I was always on edge because I was hungover and tired and irritable 24 hours a day. I was a real treat, let me tell you. People knew I could snap and be a jerk at any moment. That's the identity I created over the course of years of exhibiting that behavior. They knew I would show up to things and only stay a short period of time because I wanted to get to my friends and start drinking. They knew they couldn't depend on me for anything. I was a bartender, party chick. All I cared about was making money, being pretty, going out, getting drunk, and that was the extent of my concerns in the world. It was all about me. When it was time for me to sober up, it was a real challenge to fight against that identity. And a lot of that challenge was in my head. Like, I had imposter syndrome. I felt like I was trying to be a new person that I didn't know how to be yet. And everyone around me still expected me to be the old me, the regular me that they knew so well. Yet here I was trying to be someone entirely new and different and working every day to show them I was being new and different, even when it didn't feel quite right. Part of the fear behind imposter syndrome is feeling inadequate and incompetent. That's exactly how I felt when I got sober. I felt like a loser. I felt like a disappointment. I felt like a failure. I felt worthless. I felt like I deserved to die because I almost killed someone else, because everyone on the planet hates drunk drivers, and I was a drunk driver. I was reading an article in Psychology Today about imposter syndrome, and it said, it can be debilitating, causing stress, anxiety, low self-confidence, shame, and in some cases, even depression. I don't know about you, but that sounds exactly like addiction to me, and exactly the struggles we have when we're getting sober. And this is what I want you to hear. As addicted people, we are not experiencing unique issues. Our issues and struggles are the same as the rest of the world. They say roughly 18% of the population in America has anxiety. 18%. All those people aren't alcoholics, but they have the same struggle that you and I have. I've read statistics of 16 and 17 million people have depressive episodes. Not all those people have addiction, my friends. And I want you to hear this so you can stop putting yourself in a category separate from the rest of the world. Stop telling yourself you're worse than everybody else because you're an alcoholic or a drug addict or a food addict or a porn addict. Stop. We're humans. We're fucked up. All 7.8 billion of us are a hot damn mess. You and I just got to be a mess because of addiction. Other people get to be a mess as a result of a divorce or losing a job or business or losing parents or having a child with illness or special needs. The point is, life takes a toll on all of us. Life is hard, and you are no more fucked up because you have addiction. Can you imagine looking at someone with cancer and going, like, dude, I can't believe you aren't feeling better during your chemo, right? Like, it's absurd, you guys. So don't have crazy expectations on yourself that you're going to feel better during your treatment process, which should be connecting with other people, going to some kind of meetings, be connected, have accountability, make a commitment to work on improving yourself on a daily basis and helping other people in their lives to make them smile and make their day better. That's your treatment process. Don't have crazy expectations and get mad at yourself when it doesn't feel completely natural at first. You spent a lot of years creating the identity you've been living. That will not change overnight, and that doesn't mean the new you isn't the real you. When you are showing up for your sobriety early on, you aren't faking anything. You're simply becoming accustomed to your new identity. And you have to build your new identity. Think about what you want that identity to look like. Do you want your new identity to be strong, brave, honest, dependable? Then start being those things. If you want to be dependable, then make a commitment to showing up on time when you say you will. Make it your number one priority to follow through on things you say you're going to do. Call when you say you're going to call. Email that article when you tell someone you will. Show up to that meeting when you say you're going to. If you want to be dependable and you want people to trust you and depend on you, then prove to yourself that you are trustworthy and dependable. When you put enough energy into something to prove it to yourself, then that's when you start to believe your new identity. And so will the people around you. If you want to be brave, then start practicing being brave. Make the phone call you've been scared to make. Write out the budget you've been too scared to face. Make the payment plan with the IRS when you've been too chicken to call and arrange it because you feel embarrassed and ashamed. That was me, by the way. I avoided that call for a long, long time because I was a bartender for a long, long time. I did not want to call those people. And let me tell you, I put it off for years. I avoided it. I let it eat up my energy. I let it eat up my self-esteem because I would always tell myself I was a loser. Number one, I was a loser for even getting into tax trouble, right? Number two, I was a loser for avoiding it because I was so freaking scared to make that call. And the day that I finally faced it and made that call, you guys, it was so ridiculous how simple it was. First of all, the random employee on the other end of the phone does not give a shit about my life or my embarrassment. He did not care for one moment what my situation was. He didn't care that I was in tax trouble. He didn't care that I was a bartender. He didn't care. All he was there to do was type some things into the computer as I talked and set up my payment plan. I think it took about 11 minutes total, and I put it off for probably 3 years, which of course made my situation worse, right? Because the IRS loves to tack on fees and penalties. They love to make you even make your situation as terrible as possible. But to deal with it took 11 minutes. To blow it off and let it eat up my energy took years. Like, it's really pointless when you think about it. But be brave. Practice that. Have that difficult conversation you've been avoiding. That's being brave. Not shying away from something because it's uncomfortable, but facing it and getting through it despite the fact that it's uncomfortable. There are a ton of things in this life that are uncomfortable. Face those things. Accept the challenge. That's being brave. You want to be honest? Start telling the truth. Stop lying about yourself and your life. Stop lying about your finances. Stop lying about who you are or how you spend your time, what you are doing and who you're doing it with. If you want to be an honest person, make a commitment to stop lying. This is how you rebuild your new identity and how you stop feeling like you're faking it or you're being a fraud. Just because I was drunk before and that's the identity I built doesn't mean that's who I have to be the rest of my life. You can shed any old identity whenever you want by making a commitment to building a new one. My identity used to be a teenager. Think of all the descriptions we use for that identity: difficult, rebellious, know-it-all, isolate. And I'm not a teenager anymore. I shed that identity. I used to have the identity of party girl. I definitely don't have that one anymore. Now I can't even stay awake to be a party girl. It's not that I'm faking it by stepping into a new identity and building a new life and lifestyle. It's that I'm growing and evolving, and I grew out of the party girl identity. I grew up and didn't fit that identity anymore. Entrepreneur wasn't always my identity. For many years, I was a coach and an interventionist with a private practice. I was a business owner. And as I grew and evolved and I learned more about myself and my patterns, I learned I'm an entrepreneur. And I stepped into that. It wasn't always easy for me to refer to myself as an entrepreneur because in the beginning of that, I was just learning what that meant and how it's different from being a business owner or working for myself. And as I learned more, I leaned into it more. And in the last year or so, that title has gotten very comfortable for me because I continue to grow into it every day. Right? But in the beginning, like the first time I said out loud to somebody, I'm an entrepreneur, I had that imposter syndrome too. I was like, ugh. Like when you think entrepreneur, you think of Gary Vee, you think of multimillionaire. You guys, I'm not a multimillionaire, okay? I am going for global domination, but it hasn't happened today, okay? So I didn't feel like I could fully own that title or that identity. But now as I continue to work every day, I continue to grow more into that identity. And now I'm really comfortable with that because it is who I am. It is what I do. Just like you will continue to grow into your sober identity every day. Early on, it feels weird to say I'm sober because you just had a drink a week ago or a month ago. It doesn't feel completely comfortable yet. But you know that's who you want to be. That's the identity you want to nurture and build. So step into it. You are sober because that's who you choose to be now. And that's the lifestyle and identity you are committing to. Another example of this I always think about is when I first got certified to be a life coach. Remember, I had worked in bars my whole adult life, strip clubs, nightclubs. I was all about the drunken nightlife. Then I got sober and knew I wanted my whole life to revolve around recovery. And I remember the first time I was making a non-bartender resume, right? And the only work experience I had was in bars. And like I'm making this resume to try to get a job as a person working in recovery and my whole work history is bars. I felt so awkward and I almost had a sense of like I was betraying myself being this new person, you know, like my sobriety felt natural to me at that point. But when I was trying to make the resume and I had it all in writing in front of me, like my resume didn't match my new life. It felt a bit fake. So as I do with absolutely everything, I turned to Google and I Googled how to make a resume without highlighting your work history. Because my work history was the thing I did not want to focus on. And of course, because Google is totally dependable and has all the answers, it gave me a format where I could highlight all the good stuff and minimize my bar history. But that identity shift was a huge one for me as I was stepping into being a professional life coach and stepping out of being the half-naked bartender party girl. It was a transition. I had to commit to being a life coach, not just saying the words, but I had to take the action. After my certification was finished, I had to continue to educate myself. I had to work the tools I learned to use with my clients. I had to consistently live the life of a person in love with personal development and self-help. And as I did that each day, I continued to be committed to creating my life as a coach. It became more and more comfortable to call myself a coach and to tell people to hire me because that's the identity I built for myself. And because I was putting that work in every day, I was doing the work and saying the words and being the new identity, I started to feel it, right? I was a coach because I had become a coach. I put that work in. Once you put in enough work to convince yourself, then most other people believe it too, because you've created a new history for yourself where you are sober and committed and consistent. People believe who and what you are based on your actions, not your words. Your loved ones don't care what you say. You've spent years lying to them. They care about what you do. My sponsor always taught me, you don't listen to what people tell you. You watch where their feet take them. Meaning, watch their actions. Watch what they do, not what they say. Talk is cheap. Action is where the proof is. And think about the time frame to create a new lifestyle. You hear all these different numbers about it takes this many days to create a new habit or break a bad habit. That isn't the number I care about. It takes 90 days to create a new lifestyle. That's the number I'm interested in. I don't think it's an accident that AA says 90 meetings in 90 days. It's a fact. If you want a new lifestyle, make a commitment. Stop effing around half in and half out, being lazy, wanting a pill that can magically fix all your struggles because you're being too lazy to get off your buns and do some real work. Make a commitment and follow through. This was another identity piece I had to work to change. Lazy. I was the laziest person on the planet. And on the inside, that's very much who I am. I always want the shortcut or the easy way, or better yet, just someone to do it for me so I can lounge on the couch eating ice cream and binge watching Tiger King on Netflix. Oh my God, you guys, we've got to talk about Tiger King, okay? But that's a whole other conversation. I had to work really hard to become a person who isn't lazy. And I have to be committed every single day to not being a lazy person because it's gnawing at me all the time. The committee says, come on, you can sit down and watch just one show. An hour of TV isn't going to kill you. You've got plenty of time to make up that work you're supposed to get done. You can stay up late tonight and finish. Henry would love to cuddle up on the couch for a little while. That's what the committee's telling me. And sometimes I give in. But most of the time, I don't go near that remote because I know the truth. If I touch that clicker, it's over for me. There is no 1 hour of television, just like there's no such thing as one drink. If I turn it on, I'm going to be there at least a few hours, probably more. It's just who I am. This is what we talk about in AA, about being rigorously honest. That term means I have to get honest about who and what I am. Deep down inside, I am a lazy person. And once I know that about myself and I start to accept it, that's when I can start consciously making changes in my life and my behavior. But if I want to run around the world in denial, trying to convince everyone that I'm something I'm not because my ego is too fragile to just admit who I am, then I can't make any changes because all my energy is going into my denial. Your ego will destroy you. Being shameful or embarrassed because you aren't the person you think you should be does not serve you. And it will not allow you to heal. Get honest, stop effing around so you can get better. That's what it's all about. And I say this to my clients all the time about rigorous honesty. That honesty, it's not important so much outwardly, right? Because the truth is, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me. You can lie to everybody on the outside. That rigorous honesty starts inside of you. This is where you admit who you are, acknowledge who you are, what your issues are, instead of trying to talk your way out of it or tell yourself that's not the truth. You know, like people getting hung up on the word alcoholic. Like all of that is ego stuff. That's your ego. I don't give a shit about your ego when it's time to get sober, right? This isn't about how it looks to other people or how weak you think you are. Like you're going to destroy your life. Just stop, dude. It's not worth it. It's ridiculous. Your ego does not serve you in most areas of life. It holds you back. So rigorous honesty starts inside of you. It's not about what you tell to other people. You can lie to other people all day long. You got to get honest with yourself about who you are, about what you are, about what you're doing, about how much energy you're actually putting into getting better or not putting in, right? Get honest. Just like I said with my laziness, like I had to just acknowledge it and accept it. Listen, truly, on the inside, I am lazy. It's just who I am. It's how I was raised, people lounging around watching television. I come from a family of addicts. We're all addicted to everything. So that is who I am. And that's okay. That doesn't make me bad. There's nothing wrong with me. I just have to know that that's the situation so I can learn how to work around it. Just like drinking. I have to know and understand and acknowledge I can't have one drink. That's the truth. And I had to understand that on the inside long before it had anything to do with whatever lies I wanted to tell the outside. Right? I have to know I can't have a drink. I'm an alcoholic. I don't care if you want to say that out loud or don't say it out loud. You have to know it on the inside. You cannot have one drink. Stop. And once you get rigorously honest with yourself, then you can start to grow and evolve and grow into your new identity as a sober person, as a person who's working on themselves, as a person who's getting better and healing. That's when you start to own your new identity. And then when you own it, that's when it starts to feel more natural to say it out loud to other people. Don't put all of your energy into your ego and your denial and procrastination and avoidance. Get honest, rigorously honest. Okay? Okay. Think about your identity. Think about who you've been. Think about who you want to be and what do you have to do to start making those changes. And if you need my help, you know where to find me. hello@angelapugh.com. And you guys, get over there and join that Facebook group. We're doing so many cool, fun things in there. April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and we're doing a 30-day challenge. One of our members is hosting a 30-day sobriety challenge in the Facebook group. I'm going to be announcing all the upcoming details about the membership site, how to get in on that. April is totally free for the membership. May might be totally free too. So you want to get in that Facebook group so you can get all those announcements. And I think that's all I have for today, you guys. I love you guys. Stay safe. Make sure you're washing your hands. Stay away from people. Don't touch your face. And don't touch anybody else's face. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'll see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. Candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.